Part 1, 12 audacious and creative lessons I learned from working at Saturday Night Live to captivate your students. As I stumble through life, help me to create more laughter than tears, disperse more happiness than gloom. Never let me become so blasé that I fail to see the wonder in the eyes of a child. Read at Chris Farley's funeral. Chapter 1. These first few moments of class invite the student to the action. A teacher's enthusiasm, energy, and attitude draw kids into the learning process. Lesson number 1, how to capture students' attention. Every Tuesday afternoon, all of Saturday Night Live staff, writers, stars, and producers met with Lorne Michaels, the executive producer. They would sit in the writer's room, a nondescript area with white walls, gray couches, and a long table in the center. Each writer-star team would come up to pitch and perform their proposed sketch for that week. The tension was high as each group competed with each other to get their sketches on the air. Often the mini-pitches performances would fall flat, and an awkward silence would fill in the gaps where there was supposed to be laughter. The final judge of these pitch sessions was Lorne Michaels, and the second most important voice was producer Marcy Klein. There was nothing worse for a writer-star team than glancing up to see Lorne Michaels' stoic expression. He rarely laughed out loud during these sessions, but there were variations of his response. The pitch had to grab the audience's attention right away by being unique, different, and unexpected, but not too far out of the box, or it might turn off the viewers before they even got started. The actors had to sell their performances by believing in the words and sketches they were acting in. If the sketch artist didn't believe in the writing, it showed painfully so. If the players gave their all, but the writing was weak, it fell flat. When making a presentation to an audience, there needs to be synergy between what is said and how it is said, which includes the body language, the tone of voice, and the style. For a high school teacher, the hook is the first 60 seconds of a class, whereas on Saturday Night Live, it's the opening monologue or scene. These first few moments of class invite the student to the action. Tom Hanks, who has hosted the show 8 times, figured out capturing the audience's attention right away sets the tone for the rest of the show and is ultimately what the host will be judged on. If you have a good opening monologue, everybody thinks the entire show is great. If you have a poor one, it means you have to go and win back the favor of the people who are watching at home, Hank said. 11 unusual but achievable ways teachers can capture students' attention in the first 60 seconds. Number 1, set the class up as a soul, a self-organized learning environment. Ask the students a big question such as, what does it mean to be a hero in the 21st century? Engage them by writing some of their answers on the whiteboard. Show a brief clip of a modern hero to prompt the discussion. Number 2, be a doorstop. Greet every student by name as they walk in and leave with a smile. Welcome them into your class and ask them how their day is going. It sets the tone immediately. Learning each student's name is essential to build a connection with your class. Students don't care how much you know until you show them how much you care. One of the world's most renowned learning and memory coaches, Jim Quick, suggests the following strategies to remember names. Belief. Say, I am a person who remembers every name. The exercise. Stand up straight, breathe fully, and move. Being in a peak physical state improves the mind. Motivation. Why do you want to remember the name? What's in it for you? Reason precedes results. Observation. Be present. If you are distracted, it's unlikely you will remember their name. Relax. All learning is state dependent. If you are calm and cheerful, your mind will be more receptive to recalling names you've just heard. Say their name. Repeat it during the interaction. Repetition is power. Ask. Origin. What does it mean? Visualize. Turn the name into a picture. Example, mic equals microphone. As the students leave, or you leave, say goodbye ending with their name. Look at the student and think of a context. For example, the context would be a pair of glasses, a hairstyle, or a white shirt. Use your imagination to come up with a unique image. Reconfigure the room so the desks are pushed to the edges of the classroom. Changing them from typical rows to a creative use of the space will change the mood of a class. Start or end a class, a unit, or a student seminar with a surprise class dance component. Saturday Night Live incorporates music throughout the show through musical acts, sketches that incorporate songs, and transitional interludes provided by a house band. Music and dance have a magical way of uniting a group of students through a fully immersive, fun, emotional activity. It brings a smile to each participant's face. I ended my Seoul student leadership seminar with the students learning leadership through movement by way of a choreographed breakdance led by my friend, Glendale Reyes. Tactile learners think best when they get on their feet. Get students to push past their resistance to try something new and challenging their comfort zone. Number three, plan a surprise micro field trip in the building or to a nearby location, telling students upon entering the class to bring their pens and journals and to follow you. Take them outside to write nature haikus, or as I did in Malaysia, into the nature garden of the school to create 15-minute 19th century impressionistic paintings. Another example of a micro field trip is My Hero Next Door, documenting the heroic life journey of seniors. I took the students to the Viva Retirement Community Residence across the street from our school and arranged for pairs of students to interview a senior citizen about their life's journey. The interview was structured around questions inspired by Joseph Campbell's 12 stages of the hero's journey model. Students then created short documentaries on their local hero's journey, showed it to them at the retirement home, and uploaded the video to a virtual reality platform. Number four, start the class with a live Skype interview student feedback session with a fascinating expert in the subject area. I did this with musician Nenad Bok, performing live from his studio in Irvington, New York. He then provided students with feedback on their original songs. In a world in which communication has become so electronified, it's still a gift for students to have in-person guest speakers. Find a way to have the speaker interact and engage with the students as well as just talking to them. My good friend Jimmy Gary, an actor in the Netflix series Orange is the New Black, had students do fun acting exercises and take part in professional auditions and various roles of the play we were studying in class. It led to a meaningful discussion afterwards in which students stayed through their lunch period to continue the discussion. Number five, creative attendance. Put every student's name on a playing card stuck to the outside of the door with numbers assigned to each name for group work. Each student finds their card and is told to go to the area of the class that has their group written on it. Number six, personalized tests and exams. Create a humorous first page with instructions that look legitimate until the students read them carefully. I've included an example in the resources section. One student smiles, another student giggles and says, "What?" It relieves tension and helps students focus in a more relaxed way. Number seven, do 10-minute instant productions or plays in which students come into the class and immediately sign up for cast and crew roles to take on for essential parts of a play. Positions can include director, actors for specific roles, location coordinator, production designer, prop master, critic, costume designer, and summarizer. I write these roles on the whiteboard and watch as students rush to take on different responsibilities in the instant production. I briefly write a few key responsibilities of each role so students have a place to start. Number eight. If a teacher can manage it based on logistics and timing, encourage and reward students with positive, specific feedback on their efforts for setting up the classroom prior to an oral presentation right at the beginning of that class. This creates social proof, healthy competition, and curiosity from their classmates as to what kind of creative space the student has set up. It also models the kind of work, ethic, and effort I want to bring out in all my students. Another form of unusual feedback to get students' attention is to throw a tea and cookie feedback party during lunch or a study period. Students enter the room, get a snack provided by the teacher, and listen to a pre-recorded audio recording of the teacher's favorite posts of students' work on a current project. I did this with my Siddhartha novel study. The technology I used was called XIOSOFT, spelled XIOSOFT. This recording program is easy to use as you call a number given to you and record your voice. You save your recording, drag and drop. attendance was 80% in the class that I did this. The only students who did not come were absent from school or had makeup tests in other classes during that time. An additional memorable way to give feedback is to ask students for their phone at the end of a class in which they give their best effort or showed growth. Ask them to call their parent on the spot. Put the phone on a speaker in front of the whole class. Tell the class to say, "Good work, Kobe," when you give the cue. Then tell the parent why you are calling and how impressed you were with their son or daughter's effort in class that day. The parent's reaction will be part shock, part joy, and will put everyone in a cheerful mood and state. Do this with every student in your class spontaneously, if possible, over the course of a year. Number 9, set the space up as a second grade classroom, even if it's a high school class. Students take their place on the carpet. The teacher reads them a passage from a book while they sit in front on the floor. I did this to teach a class on Joseph Campbell's hero's journey applied to children's stories. Number 10, the last day candle class. On the first day of class, I tell students my goal is to get them to really find their strengths and their passions and to get to know them. I then tell them on our last day of class together, 8 months from now, I will share something I learned from them over the course of the year. On the final day of class, students arrive in a dark room with fake tea candles flickering on the periphery of the whiteboard ledge. Number 11, I push tables and desks to the walls during lunch in preparation for the class. In the middle of the room is a red cloth in the shape of a circle. I place a candle in the center of the circle. As students arrive, I ask them to sit on the red cloth circle. Every student is intrigued with the environment that has been set up. I talk to them briefly about why we're doing the candle class, using mythological terms of coming full circle like all great stories do. I show them what and how we learned this year by turning to the whiteboard behind us where I've written the main projects we did over the course of the year. I succinctly explain how each of these lessons helped us develop our skills and accelerated our learning through various strategies. I then look at one student at a time and speak from the heart. Some of my memories are serious, others are humorous. I try to be as precise as possible. By the first 60 seconds of this process, there is not a stir amongst the grade 9 students. Every teenager is either entirely focused on what I am saying about him or her, or anticipating if they will be next in line to hear my thoughts on their growth over the course of the year. When previous students walk by my classroom on the final day of school, they tell me it was one of the highlights of their high school life. These ideas will work wonders in any classroom, but they require the teacher to do some prep. Chapter 1 Summary Action Steps. Number 1, design a SOL, a self-organized learning environment. Start with a meaningful question and an intriguing prompt. Number 2, greet students at the door by name. Number 3, get students out of their comfort zone through dance and movement. Number 4, take the students on a micro field trip to another space in the school or to community work within a few blocks of the school. Number 5, have a live Skype chat with a fascinating expert beginning right when they enter the class, or bring in a guest speaker to do meaningful activities with the students. Number 6, do creative attendance. Students come into the classroom by finding the card with their name and join their assigned group. Number 7, personalize exams by including a humorous instructions page or add inside jokes or class references embedded through the test. Number 8, perform 10-minute instant plays in which students enter, sign up, and rehearse one scene. Number 9, give instant public praise at the beginning of class to students who came in earlier to prep for a presentation. Number 10, give students spontaneous praise at the end of a class by calling their parents on the spot. Once you do this form of feedback a few times, students will be engaged from the first few moments of class in anticipation of it happening to them. Number 11, set up a second grade reading circle on the floor. Sit on a chair and do story time with your students. And number 12, make a candle class. Create a circle on the floor on the last day of class to share what you've learned from each student over the course of the year.